It's good to see everybody. Father, I just pray that you would just quicken your word to our heart this morning. Father, breathe your life into us in Jesus' name. Amen. About a month ago, we started a series on how to answer the question, why do you believe the Bible? If somebody asks you out on the street or in your living room or something, why do you believe the Bible? What do you say to them? Yeah, and we talked about, you know, some of the wrong answers to say, like, well, that's just the way I was raised, because, you know, people are raised to do all kinds of crazy stuff. You and I both know, we've all been, as we grew up, our mom and dad told us to do stuff that we know now are crazy. Another wrong answer we said, you know, is because I tried it and it worked for me. And you hear that a lot, but, you know, people try a lot of different things and it might work for them for a little while, but ultimately it's not going to give them a foundation for their life. And actually, when they check out of this life and they step into eternity before the judgment seat of God to answer for their life, it won't save them from hell. It won't guarantee them a place in heaven. So just saying, I tried it and it worked for me, really isn't a good answer, because people try all kinds of crazy stuff and for a while it might work for them. The girl, when I used to work for the state, the girl that was embezzling money from the company and stole about $120,000 from the state, for a while she tried it and it worked for her until she got busted. So we rejected those answers and we said, well, what do you say to somebody when they say, why do you believe the Bible? And we came up with this beautiful phrase. Actually, we didn't come up with it. We gave it to you. Professor Vody Bauckham came up with it. I thought it was pretty cool. It explains in an easy to understand, easy to memorize, pocket-like phrase why you believe the Bible is true. It's actually, as we discussed, it's like five little ideas all rolled into one sentence. And what we've been doing, every week we've been breaking it down, taking one or two of those ideas at a time, and just talking about those to make it easier to memorize. And we said, you know, by the time we get to the end of this thing, I think it would be awesome if everybody in here had actually had this sentence memorized. And I haven't told you what it is yet, because what I want to do, since it's the last week we're going to be doing this, is see how many people here today feel confident that they could stand in front of the congregation and recite that answer that we gave you by memory. I see a couple people. I know Gene did it last week. Okay, I saw Ginny. I feel like Romper Room. I see Ginny, and I see Joey, and I see Shiloh. Aaron? Anybody else feel confident? Okay, we got Paul. Oh, Matt. Matt, okay, I'll put down Matt's name. It's like I knew he was smart, but man... Now, also last week, we said that anybody who could do that, we would have a prize for them. Does anybody remember what that prize would be? Dairy Queen. In fact, we do have $5 gift certificates to Dairy Queen for anybody who is able to, from memory, quote back that answer that we gave you, that we've been talking about for the last 4 weeks. And Gene, since you did such a beautiful job, I don't want to get feedback by standing in front of the mic. If you'd like to, could you hand that to Gene Beecher for me, sweetheart? Thank you, dear. Enjoy that. We will pray the calories out of the ice cream as it goes down your throat. That God will put a hedge of protection around your pancreas and all that kind of stuff. In your heart and your arteries. Cast that cholesterol out of there. Okay, who have we got for us? Ginny. Come on up. Sure, come on up.
Come on, Dad.
All right. Ginny, why do you believe the Bible?
Because the Bible is a reliable collection of historical documents written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetimes of other eyewitnesses who report supernatural events that occurred in fulfillment of specific prophecies. And it claims to be divine rather than human in origin.
Woo! How about that? Well done. Job well done. Way to go. Excellent. Excellent.
I'll take first.
Jordan, welcome. Okay. I'm not going to beg. Joey. Come on up, brother. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got to read this shirt. What you should know about Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is the only man who can actually punch you in the soul. On undercover missions instead of bombs, the Air Force drops photos of Chuck Norris flexing, and everybody on the ground dies of fear. For Halloween, superheroes dress up like Chuck Norris. I'm taking a chance here. I don't know what's next. When you think fear is gripping you, it's not fear. It's Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris doesn't do comedy because no one has ever laughed at Chuck Norris and lived. That's impressive. But, Joe, can you tell me, why do you believe the Bible?
Chuck Norris does. I'm just
kidding. Because Chuck Norris does. And he'll kick your butt if you don't.
For those who don't know, he actually is saved now and actually does speak.
I saw him testify, and his wife also. Yeah, it's awesome.
But the Bible is also a reliable historical document written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses that record supernatural events that fulfill specific prophecies and claim to be divine rather than human in origin.
Wow, really? All right. To Shiloh? Well, I thought Shiloh was going to come up and do this herself. God, that's right. For Shiloh and Joe Jr. Come on up, Shiloh. Shiloh Jr., there you go. Okay, Mrs. Norris, why do you believe the Bible?
Well, the Bible happens to be a collection of historical documents written down during the lifetime, or during by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses that record supernatural events in fulfillment of specific prophecies and claim to be divine rather than human in origin.
Wow. Wow. Girl, you deserve it. Enjoy it. Some folk been working hard on this thing. Anybody else? Aaron, that's right. She probably coded this into a mathematical equation so she could easily remember it. So Aaron, why do you believe the Bible?
Because the Bible is a reliable collection of historical documents written by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses that report specific prophecies in fulfillment of, I messed it up, supernatural events.
Yes.
In fulfillment of specific prophecies.
Yeah.
That claim to be divine rather than human or origin.
Awesome, girl. Way to go. Enjoy that. Split it with Larry. Matthew Hauser. You can do it from there if you'd like. Why do you believe the Bible? Awesome. Awesome. I know. Paul, that's incredible. Would you want to take that back to Matt for me? Thank you so much, dear. Appreciate that. Yeah, make sure that gets to the back. She just keeps walking out to the parking lot. See you guys after. The Bible is a reliable collection of historical documents written down by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other eyewitnesses. They report supernatural events that took place in fulfillment of specific prophecies and claim to be divine rather than human in origin.